This is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
One more snap. Mahomes goes to a knee. The Chiefs are back to back.
AFC champions. Yeah. This guy is real pumped there for a kneel down.
It was, yeah.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie. Welcome to the show this morning. NFL, the ridiculous Tom Brady going to his 10th Super Bowl.
With Tampa Bay.
With Tampa.
Yeah. Tampa Brady.
Yeah.
Tampa Bray.
And my Chiefs victorious over Jamie's Bills.
Yes.
Which means a few things need to take place.
What do we think? What do we decide on?
In the wager.
What was that?
Just a few things.
And just a good old COVID handshake, which means not touching.
One was a semi-naked snow angel.
Snow angel, yeah.
It's very cold today.
Minus 17 now.
Yeah, you can choose. No date was set for that.
Oh, okay. You can't say that because he's going to postpone it till the end of time.
Before Super Bowl, you have to do a snow angel in the snow. And also, the better part of that bet.
Mm.
Someone has to call the other person daddy for 4 weeks.
Right. 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
So that would be until...
So, yeah. Sometime in February.
The end of February.
February 22nd.
Just before my birthday.
Yeah.
So you have to call me daddy.
Mm. When I refer to you, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I said, hey, Jamie, what's my name?
I would have to say...
Yeah.
So, daddy.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I could go a whole month without saying your name at all in normal conversation.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. I will ask you many times.
Yeah, we'll make sure that you say it a lot.
Yeah.
The best part about the bet was, I don't think Jamie cares so much about the snow angel, or I was dreading doing the snow angel.
Oh, really?
Whereas Jamie really doesn't want to have to call me daddy.
I
didn't care to call you daddy. Yeah. I'll still call you daddy. I don't care because it makes me laugh.
It's a weird term. I don't know. Grown men to say.
Of course it is. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah, like daddy. Yeah. If I say it like that, maybe it makes it better.
No accents. So Tampa and KC head-to-head in the Super Bowl. They had a week off still, even though it's COVID.
I know.
Old legend versus new.
And this is
legend.
The first time the Super Bowl is being played in the home city. Like,
I couldn't believe that.
Tampa is being played in Tampa, and they're in the Super Bowl, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
It's a good thing all the fans can go.
Yeah. Oh, they'll.
How many are they allowing in? Do you know?
There was a lot in Kansas City.
Tampa, they did something with tickets for frontline folks who were vaccinated.
Like 7,000 frontline vaccine workers or something like that.
Yeah. So healthcare people, nurses, stuff like that are all getting front of the line access.
And then 20,000 tickets to randos.
Yeah, to randos.
Because it's Florida.
Yeah. Because it is. Yeah. And some gators, and I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bring them all in.
But it's exciting. I'm just looking forward to you calling me daddy for the next month. Mm. And I don't know how. You're right, though. He doesn't say my name much. He doesn't.
No, but even in reference, he's going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Because he'll say your name, and I'm like, who is that? That's what I'll be like.
And okay. I know I was thinking that already, that Jason's going to hold me to this.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'll forget in a day.
What are you talking about? I don't know which one of us. Well, this guy, the big man. Yeah. And I thought all the different ways.
I don't know who that is. What's his name?
Daddy.
All right. Okay. So let's see how this goes.
Oh, hey,
yeah. Who do you do a show with every day, Jamie?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Ah, damn it.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, today's a crappy anniversary. 1 year ago, the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed on Canadian soil, found in a Toronto man who had recently traveled to Wuhan, China. Bet he feels like an a-hole, eh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I hope he does. Schools and 7 public health units across southern Ontario reopening for in-person classes today. That means 100,000 students will be returning to the classroom for the first time since before the winter break. Now, schools in hotspot regions like Ottawa will not return to school until February 10th. But kids in the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark, Renfrew and the Kingston, Frontenac and Lennox and Addington health units will go to class today. So, Tom Brady returning to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes as well. Brady threw 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions as Tampa beat the Packers 31-26. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs got the better of the Buffalo Bills. And they beat them 38-24. So Tampa will host that game. And if you had been keeping track of the bet between James here and what's his name?
This guy over here?
Yeah.
Daddy?
Right.
Daddy.
So Jamie, because he's a Bills fan, has to call Chris Daddy for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And at some point before the Super Bowl, we were hoping today, Jamie will go out and do a semi-nude snow angel.
It's pretty cold today.
It is. It's minus 17.
Just get it over with, though.
Whatever.
We'll see.
We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Only one NHL game tonight. Senators will meet the Vancouver Canucks. Senators hoping to snap the four-game losing streak. Edmonton and Toronto won their games last night over Winnipeg and Calgary, respectively.
Got to say, the new Sens jerseys are great.
Yeah.
Whoever said, let's bring back the classics, give them a raise.
Yeah, you like them, eh?
Yeah, they're really great.
Did you have yours on when you were watching the game?
I did not.
No. Maybe I'll put mine on today.
There you go.
Raptors hope to continue their longest winning streak of the season tonight. They'll take on the Pacers. Weather, cloudy, maybe some flurries today. High minus 4. The wind chill this morning, it's not that bad, Jamie, for a semi-nude snow angel. It's only minus 19.
Oh.
So.
Frostbite sets in after 30 seconds of exposed skin.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, about minus 8 or so. Then Wednesday, cloudy and minus 5. Right now, it's minus 17, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, that's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
My son. we got a busy show. We got some phone calls about the Chiefs versus, I keep wanting to say the Pats because it's Brady, but it's
No,
obviously it's
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. it's a weird list of stuff that families do, like that makes their family weird.
Well, everyone's got weird things in their families that they thought was just normal. Right?
So maybe your family's not as weird as you think.
Like my family, I thought everyone just ate like fries every day.
And then you'd go places like, what are these green things?
Yeah, like when I was like 12 or so, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have asthma, but it was just because my parents smoked 2 packs a day.
In the house with the windows closed.
Yeah. In the car, in the house.
Yeah. At the edge of your bed.
Yeah. So, but I just thought it was normal, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I had a big tooth guy that just hung out around our family all the time.
Was
and
normal. Big tooth Rick
took pictures of everybody, and nobody ever saw the pictures or knew who he was. That was weird too.
Everybody's got stuff like that.
Jamie's family has Jamie, so
crazy.
It's you know, everyone. But there's a list, so we're gonna go over the
Biggs and Barr Show.
So a thread on Reddit, some TikTok stuff, but. People, because I guess they're missing their families and not being able to get together and stuff, are starting to reminisce about weird stuff your families do that maybe other families don't do, like weird traditions, just weird things. Like for his whole life, a guy thought the Happy Birthday song had a second verse about live 100 years, drink 100 beers, because his whole family.
Right.
That's pretty common. A lot of family or friends sing that one.
That's a fairly tame one.
This kid had to make a PowerPoint presentation every December to show his dad why he deserved the Christmas gifts he asked for.
Wow.
That is an amazing.
This one I thought was hilarious. So this girl, her parents were nudists. So until she was a teenager, she thought everyone just took all their clothes off when they got home from work. Jesus. Their parents would just walk around like naked.
My dad wasn't a nudist, but he was not a shy man. I'll just say that. Like, he used to walk from his bedroom to the bathroom.
Without any cover-up?
With just a towel over his shoulder. I'd be like, dude.
He's probably thinking my house.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, he just wasn't ashamed. I was.
One of the weirder ones here is this mother would collect her kids' tears whenever they cried and then put them in the fridge, I guess in a jar. And then when the kids would check later, the tears had magically turned into chocolate chips.
Why?
Why would you do that?
It's like half psycho, but half kind of sweet. You know what I mean? Like nice.
Is it like it's okay to cry kind of things?
It'll turn into chocolate chips. You'll be fine. And then you get something happy from your tears. Maybe. Like it's kind of sweet.
I guess.
But also kind of psychotic.
Like everyone's family does weird things. Like I thought it was totally normal to go on like international Kmart tours. Like that was part of my vacation. I'm like, oh, I guess we're going to Kmart again, right?
Of the three of us, you definitely had the most, moments where somebody might have questioned your parents' technique.
Sure. At least they didn't tax my allowance.
No, they didn't.
That's another person that they would, their parents would give them an allowance and deduct the tax off it.
Yeah. That's a great lesson to learn when you're young.
I'm assuming they put it in a bank account for them for later on. But.
What did you learn on your Kmart tours there?
How to look for good prices, and you keep that to this day.
To be clear, Jason's parents used to throw just you.
Yeah.
No other sibling. Your siblings were all too old, right? They were way too old. So just Jason in the back seat of their car, and they would go for a week?
Sometimes a weekend, sometimes a week.
To different motels.
Motels, mostly the same one. In North Tonawanda, just outside of Buffalo. Yeah. The Colonial Court Motel, to be specific.
It had a pool, though.
It did, with
a slide.
Yeah, an above-ground pool in the front, like right next to the parking lot, about... If I recall correctly, maybe 30 feet from the road. Not the highway. I could see the highway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But it wasn't like, come on.
It wasn't.
Don't be ridiculous.
And they got you roller skates, didn't they, one year?
Yeah, from the Kmart. They were they were blue with a red and white stripe because we were in America. And so I used to roller skate in the parking lot of the Colonial Court Motel. And then when I got too hot, I would just go in the above ground pool.
So like over under, when you drove to Florida though, which you did, you went to Florida
several times.
Like over under, like
almost every year we go to
three, four Kmarts on the way. What would it be?
Oh, over.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, like because you stop for a pee break or something to eat or something like that, it would always be a Kmart parking lot. Absolutely.
Now,
they have great fries and gravy in the cafeteria. You know that, right? I'd always get the Jello. I did.
See, amazing memories.
Okay. The road trip to Florida, you're going to pass a ton of Kmart. So I guess when you go to Buffalo for, say, a weekend, Friday night till Sunday afternoon, how many times are you in Kmart between Friday?
At least once a day for an extended period of time.
The same Kmart, or would she find different ones in the Tonawanda area?
Probably different ones as well. Okay. But the one, the special one, was directly across the street
from the motel.
So that's, you know, it was a good time for me and my dad. She'd walk across the street. We'd sit at the above ground pool, you know, do some sun tanning, smoke a few darts. Yeah. Probably go out to like a Swiss chalet for dinner because they had those there at the time.
Oh, really? Oh, you see in the States, really?
Well, close to the Canadian border, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. Why anyone would do that?
I guess she enjoyed it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Dollar was a little better back then.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Just get great deals.
Yeah.
My wife came up to me and said, hey. After COVID, obviously. Mm-hmm. You want to drive to a Buffalo suburb and stay in a motel with an above-ground pool for 4 days and do what? Nothing. Just walk across the street once a day and go to Kmart.
I'd
rather you insert rusty forks under my eyeballs
now. We go out for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, okay. After close to 50 years and I don't know how many kids, you'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, do it. Doesn't matter.
All right. Well,
I'm sure your family does weird things.
Sure. Yeah. You've told that story a bunch. I never get bored of it.
No, because you always learn new things.
You tell it all day, every day.
Everything comes back.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And there's a little boy in England who has a unique
way. It's a girl.
Is it a girl?
Yeah, it is a girl.
Well, it's a little girl in England who has a unique way of describing things her body does.
Here's a scene from the dinner table. Listen.
Don't do that at the dinner table. That's very rude. What do you say? Pardon you.
It was just a wave my bottom saying thank you for a lovely dinner.
So she tooted at the table.
Yeah.
And she calls them Windy Pops.
Right. What was that? Windy Pops.
Windy Pops.
It makes it sound so adorable. Like, who could get mad at...
It's not inaccurate.
No. No, it isn't. There's wind and sometimes it pops. You know?
What was that? Windy Pops. Do that at the dinner table. That's very rude. What do you say? Pardon you.
It was just a wave my bottom saying thank you for a lovely dinner.
I don't know what's more adorable, Windy Pops or my bottom.
Like yeah, calls my their, bottom.
Their bum, their bottom.
Windy Pops.
I wish they had heard this last night.
If you Windy Pops.
Yeah. My wife was getting mad at me because I had a couple bean burritos.
Yeah.
And I, as I was trying to go to sleep last night, I had a couple Windy Pops myself.
Like, do you not even attempt to hide or walk away? Because it's rude.
I don't want it to convert to a burp.
convert to a burp.
Can happen.
You are not a twit.
Can happen.
You know that it's scientifically impossible.
Look it up. It can happen.
What? Look it up. How long do you have to hold a fart for it to work? A windy pop.
I don't
for
want
it to
take
work
that.
Its way back up and
I'm
out
not
the
taking
front.
That chance.
Well, what I know is
not
that
taking that chance.
That show, Strange Addictions.
Yeah.
The one lady ate all the couch cushions and stuff, and all the foam clogged, and so she couldn't windy pop.
Right.
And so they called them sulfur burps.
Yeah.
But she was farting out her mouth.
God.
Mouth farts.
Yeah, like here's a Tic Tac lady.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Would you rather me do that? No, probably not.
No, I definitely would not. Wow.
So what was that? Windy pops.
Yeah. I'll windy pop as much as I like then. It's
it does make it sound less gross.
You know, yeah, it's Robert Burns Day today too, and you know what he always said: "Where you may be, let your wind go free."
There you go.
Okay.
What was that? Windy pops.
Yeah,
it's a windy pop. I get it.
Don't lie. Don't try and.
It's been a hurricane in this room some days.
So my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
Some from matches. You.
I am total innocent of any charges from the past or the future.
Windy pop Biggs over there.
Yeah.
Windy pop.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
The Chiefs beating the Bills. Isn't there a name Jamie has to call Chris every time he addresses him for the next 4 weeks?
What is that name, Jamie?
Yes, there is. There is a name. Daddy. Well,
we said no accents. You can't fluff this off by putting a British accent on it.
Why does that fluff it off?
Yeah.
Say it.
Daddy.
Thank you.
So creepy.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want, text to 762-555. We answer as many as we can. Any topic, any subject.
Sean would like to know if there's any hope for the Sens or should he start cheering for the Leafs? Well, there's always hope.
There's always hope.
Keep in mind that in the NHL, there will be fans of 30 teams that will be disappointed.
Right. There's only one
only
team.
One winner, right?
Yeah.
I think take pride in the speed and the youth and the entertainment it is to watch.
Yeah.
Are they going to win a Stanley Cup this year? Probably not.
Hey. But best part of the thing about being a fan of a sports team is you're with them in the highs, you're with them with the lows. And boy, have I been through some lows with the teams that I support.
Sure. Yeah,
but that's what it's about, being a fan. That gives you the full fan experience.
And when there is a victory, it's the greatest thing ever.
I don't know if it will be for me. Because losing sports teams that I cheer for is so part of my identity. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how I'll react.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports, weird way. What professional athletic specialist with 100% efficiency would you want to be? Then they followed up, by athletic specialist, I mean football kicker or closing picture, etc.
Oh, like a,
if you could
call,
be
a
perfect,
role player, like a
sure,
perfect
okay.
role player.
Probably athletic. A pitcher.
Closing pitcher, come in for one inning every
make
couple
millions
games.
Of
they,
dollars.
They get a lot more respect than kickers do.
They do.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they make a ton more money.
Or like a free kick taker. Now, that would be tough. You'd have to, in soccer, like you can make like $100 million a year.
I guess so.
But you'd have to imagine me making my way up and down a professional soccer game just to take a dumb kick.
They just bring you in to take a kick.
You can't.
Oh, right.
You only get three subs.
You can't do the quick subs.
Pitcher, for sure.
Yeah, closing pitcher. you sit in a closing pitcher, 100%.
Speaking of sports, could you guys please tell me who won the bet? I didn't want to hear or see from anyone else but you guys.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs were victorious over the Buffalo Bills, as I knew they would be.
Yeah.
So I won the bet.
Daddy won the bet.
So Jamie has to call me daddy for 4 weeks. Or 4 weeks.
Four
or
weeks,
just say until the Super Bowl or whatever.
No.
4 weeks?
Okay. Yeah, till February 22nd.
Andy has to do a snow angel.
Oh, yeah, well.
Semi-nude.
Which he can choose a day between now and, let's say, Friday. But
some people saying he should do it today.
Because it's so cold, they want to see a man suffer.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying you should do it today. But, I mean, it's up to you.
Let me just play one thing.
Okay.
The Bills make me wanna shout, kick your heels.
Yeah, there you go.
I was going to make, and then I just didn't. But I was going to make a Bills Make Me Want to Vomit master mix for you. With just people dry heaving and throwing up every time the shout thing came up.
Yeah,
I might still do it today.
My new roommate smells like crap. What's the best way to tell him to shower, LOL? Well, they say that if you want someone to do something, you should encourage them by doing it yourself. So maybe ask them to shower with you. I don't know. who
asked if it's
this?
A male roommate, if you're both guys, just go say, dude, you reek. Go shower. Like, be a man. Like,
man up.
Maybe none of us would have any trouble telling roommate. Each other to go, you stink. No. Yeah.
No, not at all.
If you have to be a little more gentle about it, just say, hey, all the towels are always dry. You ever taken a shower in there?
You smell that?
Yeah.
Is that or just you? Start spraying them down with Axe body spray.
Yeah. What do you think is Trump up to these days? I don't care.
Couldn't care less. Back with his feet up.
Couldn't care less.
Hey, Pasty, is your daddy allowed to spank you if you are bad?
No. Nope. It's COVID.
That wasn't part of the bet.
That is COVID. That is all part of
maybe next year.
COVID. No, I don't want to spank him. I don't want the bet. I'm supposed to be victorious. I'm supposed to be good.
No, you don't have to do anything. He has to do it all.
They probably will meet again next year in the AFC Championship, to be honest.
It's a good rivalry now. It is. Really set up.
It is.
What part of history do you find most interesting? Oh, the stuff in the past.
Yeah.
What a dick answer.
All the old stuff.
What a jerk.
All the old stuff.
Yeah. I like medieval times stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
of all cultures. Like, I really love medieval Japan. I love
but, stuff in the past.
Yeah, Jason just likes stuff.
I like stuff from the past.
Sweet dad joke, bro. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
Time now for
Auto
What?
Auto what?
Five questions. 30 seconds. You got to get them all in. You can pass on anyone you don't know immediately, but you got to come back and answer it, obviously. And your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Crazy. We were just talking about.
Yeah.
We've never had a lady win Auto what.
Uh-huh.
Mostly because they don't get through the phone lines because they know what all guys block them all up, but... And looks like we have one today, a lady.
Yeah, Patrina got through.
Patrina.
Yes.
With a P.
Yeah, with a P, not Katrina. Patrina.
Call you Pat? You sure. Go by Pat? You go by Pat?
Pat, Patty.
Patty.
Sure.
Patrina.
Yeah.
Patty, do you do the trivia often? Are you a big trivia fan? Or?
This is my first time.
Okay. Ever. All right. Like ever doing trivia or just this?
Just this.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
You ready?
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What U.S. city is the birthplace of spray paint?
Pass.
The first case of what was confirmed in Canada 1 year ago today?
COVID.
Yeah.
How many Super Bowl appearances will this next one be for Tom Brady?
Pass.
Who was the first Survivor TV show winner?
Pass.
Who knows that?
Who would you rather get tackled by, an NFL linebacker or hit by former NHL savage Scott Stevens?
Scott Stevens.
All right. Well, your time is up, and I think you passed on four of them. No, three of them.
Three of them.
Three of them. So you're not going to win today, Patrina. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But we will go over your answers. You have a great day.
You have a great day.
Okay.
Hey, Dave.
I guess I had a tough time typing those questions.
Yeah.
A bunch of words where they should be and stuff.
Would you rather get tackled by an NFL linebacker or hit by former NHL savage Scott Stevens? She said, what did she say?
She said Scott Stevens. That's incorrect.
Yeah, no, I think I'd rather get hit by a linebacker.
No, because he's going to go for your head, because that's all he did was try to kill people.
Dirty little
prick. Yeah, he was.
Ruining careers.
Yeah.
Who was the first Survivor TV show winner? First name would have counted. Richard Hatch. I would have known that.
You would have known that, really?
I would have known that.
I knew.
The reason I put that in is because 15 years ago today, he was found guilty of tax evasion for not paying taxes on his Survivor winnings.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
How many Super Bowl appearances will this be for the next one be for Tom Brady? She passed. It was 10.
10.
That's she did know that the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in Canada 1 year ago today. Terrible anniversary. And the U.S. city that is the birthplace of spray paint, she had no idea. It is Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddle in town.
Boop, 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 boop. All right, well, Patrina, if that is your real name, you did not win.
No.
But tough questions today.
Sans winner today.
Wasn't the easiest round, that's for sure. You know? Got to know your stuff.
You know
right,
your stuff. Yeah, if you knew your stuff, you would have gotten
there. I guess so.
All right. Well, we'll try again tomorrow.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Ottawa residents flooded bylaw services with thousands of calls about COVID-19 enforcement and mask violations last year, as expected.
Rats.
The 311 call center received over 13,000 calls in 2020 for COVID-19 related issues. 11,173 of those made about provincial restrictions. 2,300 calls made about the mandatory mask bylaw. Just ratting out people.
You're not following snitches. The rules.
Yeah, a bunch of snitches.
You're not following the rules. Yeah. I'm going to write my member of parliament. We're going to get a public inquiry about that.
Dicks. And we got a call on the Dougie line from our number one drunk fan.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
We'll call him our favorite EastEnder.
Okay.
He's from Orleans. All right. It's Willie.
He's often drunk.
He's normally drunk when he calls us, which is, I mean.
He's not as drunk here, but he's had a few. He's more sad drunk.
Now, he's obviously a Buffalo Bills fan, so he calls.
Most losers are.
Call to talk about that. Here, listen.
Biggs, Barr, Jamie. What's going on here, Jamie? What's going on here with the Buffalo Bills?
He's watching the game at the same time.
Oh,
well,
I see.
Chris Biggs. I'll have you know you're a crybaby.
I don't know why he keeps calling.
But you ain't crying tonight.
I don't think you've said anything.
The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
You know what, Chris? No way.
Just to re-up. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Jamie's a Buffalo Bills fan. Yeah. We had a bet on the game on Sunday, and that's what he's calling. Just so people who might not know.
Sure.
This is why Willie's
for
calling.
Sure.
Yeah.
No way. No way. No way in hell these boys are beating Tampa Bay.
They might.
But Jamie, enjoy this. Enjoy it. You're going to make a snowflake angel in the ground. And this is Willie from Orleans. You guys are great. But
thanks, Willie.
Here goes Josh Allen. Here he goes, Josh Allen.
Oh, play-by-play from Willie. Neat.
Incomplete. Unbelievable. This is Willie from Orleans. What's Kansas City known for, anyways?
Super Bowl champion.
Chris?
Yeah, being Super Bowl
champion.
Hey,
Chris. Yeah. Chris Biggs.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
What's Kansas City known for?
I just told
Nothing.
You. Nothing. Super Bowl champion.
He's a pretty big barbecue.
Pretty good barbecue town.
Some steak restaurants.
Yeah.
They're known for nothing.
Jazz.
Buffalo Bill. We'll be back next year.
We'll still be a team. Yes, there will still be the Buffalo Bills.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Really got you.
But maybe not this year.
No.
Jamie,
definitely not.
Enjoy the snow and enjoy calling Chris daddy. Well, he already is your daddy, little boy. Enjoy it. He already was your daddy. So why don't you give him a kiss?
That's Willie. Weird. Willie, what are you into?
Yeah, why are you kissing your dad?
Willie's getting all randy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Enjoy it. He already was your daddy, so why don't you give him a kiss?
I don't want to.
Willie's hoping we can invite him or something.
Yeah. Whatever you're into, Will, it's fine. No,
have
like
fun,
it.
Guys. Oh. And this is Willie, and love you guys. Love the show. Thanks. And, enjoy the week there.
Okay.
Chris, next year, you'll be kissing ass.
Why?
Chris.
Yeah.
Chiefs win this game, but they ain't win the Super Bowl. I promise you.
They're the current Super Bowl champions, Willie.
Bye now, boys.
All right. Well,
have a good week.
Oh, he's still going.
He already was your daddy, so why don't you give him a kiss?
I don't want to do it. The bet was that Jamie has to call me daddy now for 4 weeks because my Chiefs beat the Bills. And he's supposed to do a snow angel.
A semi-nude snow angel.
Which, I mean, it's looking pretty nice out there right now, James. Yeah,
lots of snow.
What's the old temp?
Currently?
I'm going to say minus 16, I'm going to say.
Not that bad.
Minus 18. Nice. Where do you pick a spot? Like, when you look out the window here, do you see a zeros area?
I see some nice fresh spots out here.
Yes, I see a fresh spot.
Are we supposed to? Okay.
What?
Well, I didn't know what the date.
Well, you didn't really say.
No, he didn't really say when you had to do it. But I'd want to get it over with if I were you.
I could wait till the summer and just do the motions.
No, you cannot.
I'm not going to. But you know, as I am a stickler for the rules.
Yeah, you've sucked to so many bets.
Well,
so far.
Yeah, put it in the fine print, bruh. Whatever that means.
All right. Well.
Anyway, yeah, I see a nice spot over there by the no parking sign.
Okay.
Gonna go park my rear end in the snow there.
Oh, you're gonna do it today? Did you bring
clothes?
You
should.
Did you bring clothes? Like semi-nude clothes, like shorts and a tank or something?
I'm gonna do it today.
Really?
Yeah. Might as well. Okay. I wanna be called a little boy by Willie again.
Yeah, I know.
A little boy.
I think Willie might have a little headache this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. But hey, he's involved. You know what I mean? He's paying attention. Yeah.
So I guess when's that? And I got less than an hour.
Oh, whatever you decide. Want to say 8:20-ish, maybe?
Sure.
Got some space in the show for you to go. How long does he have to do the snow angel in the snow for?
There wasn't specified
any sort of time.
I guess at least
once.
Once.
Okay.
But I mean, like
once
enough to move the snow to make an angel imprint when you get up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that now. I thought we just. It's gonna have a boring morning here, but now James gonna.
He doesn't
do
seem committed. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh, tell me I'm not committed.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Acting.
You'll reverse psychology. Yeah, you got it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, Jamie, which one of your coworkers resembles a manatee? FYI, I drive truck. The drive truck thing is, we've never met a truck driver who doesn't tell you they drive truck.
Nothing wrong with it.
Lovely people. Like we're not even kidding. Like some of our favorite people, but they always have to mention.
It's an observation. That's
all. It's like firemen. Like they got to tell you they're firemen. But which one of us looks more like a manatee?
More like a manatee, that'd be you, Daddy.
He's called me Daddy. He called me Daddy.
Yeah. What makes you an effective radio show host? Articulate your response using concrete examples. I don't know, man. If I find out, I'll let you know. But so far, I...
Effective radio host. Not a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zero. Yeah. What do you think of kids going back to school? Well, I mean, people got to work, so the kids got to go to school. Yeah. It's a tough balance between...
There's no secret the numbers went up when all the kids went back. They started to ramp, you know. But
these kids are like little petri dishes of disease.
They gotta go.
And you know, so far it seems like it doesn't really hurt kids. Now if the kids bring it home,
yeah, that's well.
You know, I don't know. I don't make the decisions, man. None of us are. Mm. I think it's a. I think it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't across the board. So, yeah. Which one, are you going to post a video on your website of Jamie doing his snow angel?
Yes.
They wrote snow angle, but I think
if
they
he chooses to do it, and we've been getting a lot of questions today about the bet, including one here that Chris, you said earlier that you thought Pat Mahomes was going to call. You said he would. Did he actually call you?
He might have left a message on the Dougie line.
Okay. He actually did. Like, yeah, just pulling it up right now. Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Patrick Mahomes calling. Just wanted to say I think it's imperative that Jamie, honor his bet today by doing a snow angel outside your radio station. I listen to you guys online all the time from Kansas City or whatever city I'm in at the time. And
shut
I know
up,
that
Pat.
Chris Biggs is... hey. Is my number one fan. That would be Daddy to you, Jamie.
I see. He pays attention.
So I think, you know, any respectable man would honor his bet and do the snow angel today. If not, I would be pretty disappointed. But, I mean, it's up to you if you, if you're an honorable guy or not. So I'll talk to you later. Thanks for the years of support, Chris, for the Chiefs. You're the best, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
It's our friend Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick. My friend impressed.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know him. You know him. Honestly, I didn't think he would call. That's impressive.
Well, when you train a guy off-season,
you
get a bond, you know. And
big listener of the show.
Obviously. Huge, yeah, big fan. So I guess you got to, I mean, if you want to be a man, Jamie.
I guess.
According to Patrick Mahomes,
according to that
Super Bowl champion MVP.
Can Jamie get Chris's attention and ask him how he's doing?
Hey! How you doing?
I don't think he's turned the other way. He doesn't know
hey,
you're talking
Daddy.
To
him. Hey, Daddy!
Hey! How do you do?
Stupid
today?
Bills.
Let me down. What sort of psychopath first grabbed an Eggo right out of the toaster, resulting in the Lego My Eggo slogan? It's just stealing breakfast.
That's true.
Yeah, like, somebody just walked downstairs and two Eggos popped up and they're like, oh, I guess this must be mine. Like, that person is a psycho.
Yeah,
that's
a good
point. Person, I mean, somebody put them in there.
Fairly inexpensive, so I...
Still.
Yeah. My son doesn't like Eggos. It's,
really?
It's mind-blowing to me.
I like waffles. I mean, Eggos are like...
They're waffles.
Yeah.
Toaster waffles.
Okay.
I don't understand how you don't like them.
I like them. They're fine.
Bread. It's sugar bread with syrup wraps.
They're fine.
Ever. Yeah.
It's an Eggo with some butter?
Yeah. I prefer like a Belgian waffle to an Eggo, but will I eat an Eggo? Sure.
Snob mouth.
Yes,
over
I am a snob mouth. Yes.
Belgian waffle with my crepes in the morning.
No, I don't like those. I'm on this earth for a limited amount of time. I'm going to try and enjoy what I put in my mouth.
It's a good rule.
It's a good rule.
It is a good rule.
It's a good rule.
Always enjoy what or who you put in your mouth. That is it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
In about 10 minutes or so, maybe sooner, our friend Jamie here is going to head outside and do a partially nude snow angel. Mm.
To honor his bet.
Yeah, the Chiefs versus Bills. Right now, though, we're going to play Best Phone Line Wins. So all you have to do is call us and have the clearest phone line, and you win, which is could be worth $5 mil.
All right. You want to get to it?
Hey, let's hop right in there.
Line one.
Hi, good morning. Biggs and Barr Show.
Hello.
Not bad. That's
a pretty good line. What's your name?
Not bad.
It's Katrina.
Oh, wow.
It's Katrina. Call him back.
You don't have to yell.
You lost miserably.
That is my real name, by the way.
Okay. It was just a joke. When people combine two names to make a new one, it's not. But your phone line's solid.
Yeah,
hang in, Katrina. Hang in.
Line two.
Not a bad start.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
I think I know Katrina.
I think I know your phone line is garbage.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
iPhone 4.
Sorry, buddy. Okay.
iPhone 4.
iPhone 4.
Eight iPhones ago.
Are you in the back corner of an art exhibit calling us from yelling at us from across the room? It's horrendous. Get out of here with your iPhone 4. Wow. What's next? A Razor flip phone we're going to hear from? Hi, good morning, Shay. Hello.
Good morning.
That's even worse than the iPhone 4. Wow. Sorry, man.
Not even going to get another word out, but that horrendous. Embarrassing.
Could hardly hear him above the static.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. This is Best Phone Line Wins. Who's this?
Hello, it's Adam.
Oh, that's a great phone line.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah, that's a great phone line right there.
Wow.
Okay, hold on, Adam.
Okay, hang on.
I think Katrina's done now.
You think that beats Katrina?
Absolutely.
Eh? We should compare them, though. Okay. Let's get three.
Okay, we'll get another one.
Yeah, let's get three solid ones and we'll go head to head. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Good morning, it's Danielle.
That's better than Katrina.
I'll have
to check. Hold on, Danielle.
Hold on, Danielle.
Okay, let's pull up Katrina here.
Katrina?
Hello?
That's pretty clear.
She's pretty clear, James. It's pretty clear.
Put her on hold.
Okay,
we should have them say a phrase.
Katrina,
can you say semi-nude snow angel?
Semi-nude snow angel.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
The high end. Bit rusty around the ends.
Let's go.
Hey, Danielle, can you say semi-nude snow angel?
Semi-nude snow angel.
It's those S's.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're close.
And then go to Adam.
Let's go, Adam. Adam, can you say semi-nude snow angel?
Semi-nude snow angel.
No doubt. Get rid of the ladies.
Okay,
hang up on both of them. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We got no time.
Gotta let you go.
Sorry,
gotta let you go.
All right.
Is that it? Adam's the winner?
That's it? Quick like that?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we got to get to the snow angel.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Adam, you're the winner.
Congratulations, sir.
Good one.
Congratulations. You going to say anything? You're just going to sit there and sign?
No, it's not his fault. I didn't press it.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Congrats, Adam. Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
You got yourself a $100 gift card for Lotto 649, which could be worth $5 million.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, you hold on.
Thank you for believing in superior technology. iPhone 4.
What? I mean, it still works, right?
Can you buy those anymore? You just find them free in the gutter? Like, where do you get an iPhone 4?
Usually find them like at the bottom of a lake or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If they're in a case, they might still work.
I mean, they probably work. Yeah. It's just at what speed? Obviously, you're not going to win this contest calling with an iPhone 4.
What do you think this is? Some kind of dog and pony show?
Yeah, you think this is a dog and pony show, man? We got men doing snow angels in a few minutes. This is top notch entertainment right now.
All right, Jamie, start taking off your clothes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right.
Don't call me daddy during that part.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You may have heard Chris and Jamie had made a bet based on yesterday's football game. Yeah. Jamie, a Bills fan. Chris, a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yes.
And the loser of the bet has to call the other one daddy for 4 weeks.
That's amazing.
Whenever they address them. And also do a semi-nude snow angel in front of the radio station here. So Jamie lost the bet because he's a Bills fan. So he's not here to say anything right now.
No, because he is...
on his way downstairs.
On his way outside.
Is he there
yet? I'm already rolling. No,
is he at the door?
No, I'm assuming he's outside. He had to take his pants off. He should be coming around the side of the building anytime. Okay. Now, I told him I wouldn't Zoom, but I'm doing so much Zooming that...
You'll probably Zoom.
Yeah, I'm going to Zoom right up his...
If you haven't checked the weather right now, it is cloudy, it is overcast, and it is minus 18 plus any wind. Oh, there he is.
There he goes.
There he is.
Oh,
there
he's shirtless.
He is shirtless. He has just got shorts on and his shoes. He is down in the snow. He is making a snow angel. Oh, my God.
Atta boy, James.
Good for you.
Atta boy. He's hauling.
He is hauling. It's minus 18. There's a good possibility he may die today. He's gone. He's coming back in. Well, that is impressive. To be honest, I did not think that he would
commit.
He would commit to the bet. Like I thought he would try and push this and push this and push this until he didn't have to do it, or it was at least around zero.
I told him he could wear a shirt.
Yeah,
like you don't have to go shirtless.
He gave it.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
what a trooper.
He is a trooper.
What a guy. What a guy. So we'll have that video up shortly on all the social. If you want to see,
you want to wait for him to come back?
We'll wait for him.
Okay.
You can chat it up a bit.
Like I know there was some skepticism from people because he had welched on his yogurt eating because he didn't want to throw up.
That's true.
But he has no problem.
Well, people have to understand with Jamie and the yogurt. It's not that he doesn't want to. He just can't.
Can't do it.
He physically cannot even have it near his face without throwing up. Like, we have put that man through torture.
Absolutely.
With yogurt.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
And, you know, eventually there's only so much a man can take before he snaps, which he clearly just did because he ran outside basically naked.
Do you think he brought his access card to get back into the building, or is he just standing outside there shivering?
Wow. Well, Jamie is back.
Unfortunately, Jamie, we didn't see you go out, so you're going to have to do it again so we can get on video.
Did you get footage?
I didn't get on video.
No. No. Wouldn't that be something?
We're joshing. We got it. You're okay, pal.
Gotta be honest. Got some snow in my boots.
Oh, I thought you can say in your booty.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You,
I surprised you going shirtless?
You did, because I told you didn't. I mean, we agreed you didn't have to go shirtless.
It was semi-nude. You could you could choose what parts were naked.
They would have heard about that, though.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go outside.
Yeah.
Immediately, it was cold.
Yeah, of course.
I put my jacket on to go out. I wasn't expecting my legs to freeze up that quick.
Oh.
Anyway, first step onto the lawn.
Yeah.
Snow filled with boots. I was like, ah, damn. So I didn't even care about doing the snow angel at that point. But
well, bet almost complete. Just shy of 4 weeks to go, calling him Chris Daddy, and then you'll be good to go.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Since Sleepy Joe signed an executive order to cancel the XL pipeline, do you think PM Trudy should sign an executive order and stop all exports of Canadian maple syrup?
Yeah, I'm not sure that would have any effect. But
I think it would hurt Canadian business more than it would hurt him. Oh, it's just not giving anything else they pay us for.
Yeah. Hydro. So,
yeah.
All that stuff.
I mean, I'm not saying there shouldn't be some sort of...
That pipeline will come back. Let's call it something else.
The LNG pipeline?
It's already half built.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, yeah. As soon as the press comes down, just start building. Just start
build it. We'll call it something else. Shh. Don't we'll just call it the L pipeline, not the XL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
What does Jamie like more, his little dip in the snow or calling a grown man daddy for 4 weeks?
Now, except for the snow in my boots, the dip in the snow was all right. The daddy is weird.
Of course that's weird.
I say it like that, too.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say daddy in the creepiest way you can.
Danny.
Oh, no.
That was pretty creepy.
That was, yeah.
Sorry, that made me get in the willies.
You're not allowed to say it that way. not a question, but bravo to Jamie. You're a braver man than I am, dude. A lot of people giving you respect.
Thanks for doing your snow angel.
The video of Jamie doing a semi-nude snow angel is on all the social.
Oh,
right
it's
now.
Up now?
Yeah, great. It's on Facebook and Instagram and throw it up on Twitter soon.
Gentlemen, now that we're looking for a new governor general, would the three of you take over and guide our country, please and thank you, Shea Stace.
Oh, wow.
That might actually be a good position for the three of us because there's not really much involved.
No, there's no party affiliation, which we loathe.
Yeah, we don't want to be affiliated with any party. And you just get to throw parties, like actual parties. Isn't that the whole job? Like
you guys hate pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
And that's what it all is. You're meeting really important people from around the world.
However, it would be great promotion for the show.
It would be great, for sure.
So in that respect, I would do it.
And we don't have to include the pomp and circumstance.
No.
We can just still meet people and just show up and like...
I guess.
Think of how great the Biggs and Barbecue would be if we invited global dignitaries.
And the queen.
Yeah. That'd be pretty
rocking
sweet.
Rocking outside pretty... stage.
Right. Come on, Liz, let's go. Party.
Yeah. If the three of you were tubing behind a boat on separate tubes, who would stay on the longest?
Oh, I don't know.
I have a lot of practice doing it.
So do I.
I have done it.
It's so fun.
So it is great. I. It's one of my favorite things to do. I actually like when I fly off.
I think I would be first off because my spine would explode and then I would just like release and drown. Like I wouldn't, my hands would
be like a deflated sex doll.
Yeah. There would be the will is there. It would just be maybe more attractive than most sex dolls.
Would your mouth be open like that too?
I would be drowning. So probably. Yeah.
Why are our eyes so sensitive that the quality of sports on TV from 20 years ago is almost unwatchable?
Oh, it's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely how muddy it is now seeing old TV stuff. Yeah. What is going on?
What year was this? Like 03? What?
Yeah.
Even like when I like watch old hockey fights, I'm like, wow, like what's wrong with my face? Why can't I see this properly?
You remember seeing it so clearly when it was,
You guys having fun with all the sports right now? It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean,
the hockey's back.
It's better than having nothing.
There's only one more football game and then and the NBA is pretty meh right now. I hate this era of the NBA. I hate the super team era. I hate it. It has wrecked the sport.
I read a thing about the Raptors as well, because they're Canada's team.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not playing in Canada. And that has, because of that, I think there is a lack of buzz.
Yeah. Probably.
You know what I mean? Just because
they're not having a great year.
And the press isn't down there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Canadian press, the people who follow them, there's no hype.
And they just won a championship. Like they're not gonna put that up. Especially being in Toronto, the fact that a Canadian team won a championship at all is unreal because nobody wants to play up here. Like it's the truth.
It's true.
You ever have a lengthy conversation while on the toilet on your cell phone? Yeah,
the time.
Like almost every day.
I won't call someone.
No.
From the toilet.
No. But I've taken a call.
If I know it's something I need to take.
Sure.
If it's just like Jamie calling to talk about video games or something, which he never does. So I'm not saying that happened. I was just trying to think of a really mundane call.
If it's someone,
I won't answer it.
If it's like a duct cleaning company that I don't know and I know I'll never buy their services, I answer it and I tell them all about it.
Oh, do you really? Just saw you there.
You'll have to speak up. I'm on the toilet.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh. All right. Well, let's end it with that. That's another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're late, but well done, Jamie. Way to stay to your bet.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video of Jamie honoring his bet of a snow angel, semi-nude snow angel, it's worth a view. It's on the Facebook page of Shea. I've seen Biggs and Barr, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff.
When Jamie saw it, he just said, Jesus Christ. What are my kids going to think one day when I have children?
Yeah. you know, none of us are really fans of our own bodies.
It's fine. It's
all right. It's all right. I'm the guy you want on your team cheering you on from the bench.
we got to go. But Shea Stace. Leave anything you want. Our Dougie line 24 hours a day. We appreciate it. 216-3849. And don't forget, if you want us to make a Super Bowl worthy commercial you or a business you support or care about, go to the website and fill out the form.
J106.com. Or you can even text the word super to 762555 and I'll send you a link.
Yeah, maybe we'll include the footage of Jamie.
That's amazing.
What a treat.
We'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe. Bye.
Bigs and Bar.